A group of people in Ibiza were taken aback this Sunday while visiting S. Vedra when they reportedly witnessed a UFO. The clip, which went viral on social media, shows a few tourists running towards a mysterious light in the sky. As the camera captures the light hovering near the moon, it suddenly zips through the sky in mere seconds, eliciting gasps from the onlookers. Reactions in the comments section ranged from jokes to serious discussions about extraterrestrial life. One user quipped, "Aliens are trying to party with us," while another added, "Not gonna lie, I do believe these things only because it's not new. There are documents of these sightings that are reported to look and behave exactly like this in places all over the world. Every UFO report is basically the same, a glowing lit-up orb that moves in the same way. There are hot spots all over the world where these sightings are more common." One user remarked, "You see them a lot around S. Vedra, as it is a magnetic point. This is not the first time UFO sightings have been reported in the Balearics. Between the 1970s and the 1990s, areas like Sayre and the Serra de Tramuntana were considered hotspots for UFO activity, particularly following the infamous Manises case. On October 12, 1979, a plane with over 100 passengers en route from Palma to Tenerife encountered a set of red lights approaching at high speed. Despite radioing for information, neither the military radar center in Madrid nor the flight control center in Barcelona could explain the phenomenon. Consequently, the captain made an emergency landing at Manises Airport in Valencia to avert a potential disaster. These mysterious lights were also seen by several witnesses and sayers, including Joan Cole and Pep Climent. Climent managed to capture a photograph of the lights, but the next day, Air Force officers demanded he hand over the image. Over 40 years later, this UFO mystery might be revived in a Netflix series. A film by two Mallorcans, Maria Calafat and Marta Mesquita, was selected by the Sitges International Fantastic Film Festival. The script, still in development, is among the projects chosen by Netflix and the CIMA Association of Women Filmmakers. The recent declassification of thousands of UFO files by the U.S. Congress has made these cases fashionable again, says Maria Calafat, who has always been fascinated by ufology. Screenwriter, producer, and CIMA co-founder Marta Mesquita aims to recapture the atmosphere in Sayre during that period. The plot revolves around the murder of a ufologist studying the existence of an alien submarine base in Porto Seye.